Hear me? Am I on? Can you hear me? Am I on? No. Right, what an awesome privilege it is to be here again. And I think we ought to give our band another round of applause because I think they're absolutely brilliant. Do you know something? It's brilliant with this cap on with these lights, isn't it? I think I'm going to speak tonight on the struggle is real. If you weren't here this morning, I think you need to go on the website. You need to listen to Paul. I'm trying. Paul were really good this morning. And when I put this together, I hadn't got a clue what Paul was speaking on. But I think if you do listen to it, I think you will obviously come to the conclusion that today we're meant to be. Somebody's phone. It's not bad when Pastor turns his phone on during meeting, is it? At the end of, obviously, what I'm going to say, I want to give a bit of an opportunity for people to be prayed for, if that's okay. So if obviously the welcome team or the stewards would like, if people do want prayer, then it's just an opportunity to get some prayer. To start with, I want to read from 1 Peter chapter 4, verses 12 to 16. And it says, "Dear friends, do not be surprised at the fiery ordeal that has come on you to test you, as though something strange were happening to you. But rejoice in as much as you participate in the sufferings of Christ, so that you may be overjoyed when his glory is revealed. If you are insulted because of the name of Christ, you are blessed, for the Spirit of glory and of God rests on you. If you suffer, it should not be as a murderer or as a thief or any other kind of criminal, or even as a meddler. However, if you suffer as a Christian, do not be ashamed, but praise God that you bear that name." So the first question I want to ask, there's obviously three questions which I'm not going to answer, but obviously I want you to think about. Number one is, why is the Christian walk sometimes a struggle, and why can it be so difficult? Number two, who thinks that the Christian life is easy? And number three, what did you expect once you had given your life to Jesus? I think we all thought that once we gave our lives to Christ and that we believed in Jesus, and if we walked in obedience, then certain things would happen to us. Number one is God would always bless us. Number two, God would always protect us. Number three, God would always put us at ease in all our circumstances. Number four, God would always look at us as his children in constant admiration. And to some extent, I think this is true, and we still expect this once we've given our lives to Jesus. But God wants us to give us something much more, and he wants us to give us a secure future in heaven. So, welcome to the normal Christian life. So, let me enlighten you all tonight. Some hardships and struggles are normal for the Christian life. In 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 12, it says, "Dear friends, do not be surprised at the fiery ordeal that has come on you to test you, as though something strange were happening to you." God promises some struggles and some hardships, but that's only because he wants to mould us, and because he wants us to shape, and because he wants to shape us. And do you know something? Our growth in God comes no other way. God gives us more than comfort. He gives us Christ-likeness to get through all the struggles and all the hardships that come our way. And a quote, I'm not sure who it's from, it said that it were unknown. It says, "But our brief life is the only time in all eternity when we can glorify God in the midst of our struggles." So let me say that again, because I thought that were really profound. Our brief life is the only short time in all eternity when we can glorify God in the midst of struggles. In verse 13, it says, "But rejoice in as much as you participate in the sufferings of Christ, so that you may be overjoyed when his glory is revealed." So even when we're going through struggles, when we're going through hardships, and as hard and as difficult as it may get, and it may seem, still give God all the glory. One of my favourite books that some people might say it's a bit depressing and one thing or another, but one of my favourite books and one of my favourite people in the Bible is Job. And just like Job in the Old Testament, he endured sufferings like no other. But God allowed Satan to do whatever he wanted to Job other than take his life. Satan wanted Job to curse God because he knew that Job was his servant and that it was like no other. And it says that Job was like no other and that Satan searched the earth back and forth. And in Job chapter 1 verse 8 it says, "Then the Lord said to Satan, 'Have you considered my servant Job? There is no one on earth like him. He is blameless and upright, and he is a man that fears God and shuns evil.'" In Job, if you read through Job, it's this guy lost everything. He lost his wife, he lost his kids, he lost his entire family, he lost his possessions. And to some point, he even lost his dignity in the community. He lost everything. And Job's friends wanted him to curse God because they thought that God was punishing him. But Job knew different. At the very end of his suffering, and after all the hardships and all the sufferings that Job went through, Job gave God all the glory. In 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 14, it says, "If you are insulted because of the name of Christ, you are blessed, for the Spirit of glory and of God rests on you." And in verse 16, it says, "However, if you suffer as a Christian, do not be ashamed, but praise God that you bear the name." What an awesome privilege it is to bear the name of Jesus, to call yourself a Christian. Next question is, have you considered struggles as a temporary privilege in your life? In Acts chapter 5, verse 41, it says, "The apostles left the Sanhedrin rejoicing because they had been counted worthy of suffering disgrace for the name of Jesus." Prior to this verse, the apostles had just been flogged, but then they'd been released for speaking about the name of Jesus. What a privilege that is, just to be... it's not a privilege to be flogged, obviously, but... well, easy. But I think to carry the name of Jesus and to suffer and to have hardships, but still to give God all the glory, what a privilege that is. Are you honoured to be speaking the name of Jesus? In verse 42 of Acts chapter 5, it says, "Day after day in the temple courts and from house to house, they never stopped teaching and proclaiming the good news of Jesus the Messiah." In your hardships and your struggles, are you willing to do that? If you'll get ridiculed for speaking in the name of Jesus, will you carry on and proclaim his name, or will you back down and call it a day? In heaven, we will have the honour to face Christ, to his face. But now we have the privilege of honouring God in the face of our struggles and hardships. In Luke chapter 14, verses 25 to 33, which I'm not going to read, it says Jesus talked about all those who would follow him, about taking up their cross, counting the costs, and giving up everything. Are you willing to give up everything? In Matthew chapter 7, verse 14 of the English Standard Version, I think that's what ESV stands for, It says, "For the gate is narrow and the way is hard that leads to life." Question: are you willing to face struggles and hardships for Christ? More so, are you willing to give your life to Christ? Can I have the band back, if I could, please? Just as we come to a conclusion, I just want to give you the opportunity. Are you willing to give your life to Christ tonight? Would you consider giving everything that you have for Jesus, whether it be in your time of need or whether you're going through good things, bad things? Are you willing to give your life to Christ? And second point is, I just want to offer a time of people to be prayed for, because even though we have given our lives to Christ, and sometimes we are going through hardships, sometimes we are going through ordeals which people don't know about, but I would like people to be prayed for tonight. Because it's good, we are family, and that is what God wants us to do. He wants us to uplift each other, He wants us to encourage each other, He wants us to put our arms around each other. So I'm going to ask that if we can pray, I'm going to read the salvation prayer, and if you would like to give your life to Jesus, then obviously one of the guys will pray for you. And also we have his new connections corner, where somebody will speak to you and obviously take your details and we'll get in contact with you. But also, if you do want prayer, I would encourage you, if you want to come to my left and obviously to your right, that's right. If you do want prayer, don't feel ashamed, don't feel pressured or whatever, but I would ask that if you want to be prayed to be prayed for, then just feel free to come out and somebody will pray with you. So I want to obviously close our eyes and we'll go through the salvation prayer. And I would encourage you, if you don't know Jesus tonight, then it is a privilege. It's not easy. Nobody said that it were easy. The Bible said it wouldn't be easy, but it is worth it. And it is worth eternal life at the very end of it all. So it says, "Lord Jesus, I know I have done things wrong in my thoughts, my words and my actions. There are so many good things I have not done, yet there are so many wrong things I have done. I am sorry for those wrong things and turn from everything I know to be bad. You gave your life for me on a cross, and gratefully I give my life back to you. Now I ask for you to come into my life. Come in as my Saviour to clean me. Come in as my Lord to lead me. And I will serve you all the remaining days of my life." And even your guys on Facebook, if you're watching on live stream, then I encourage you just to get in contact with us. At the end of the day, that's what we're here for as a church. We're here for the people inside the building. We're here for the people outside of the building. But again, if you do want prayer, then we will obviously pray with you. The band will lead us into some songs, but if you do want prayer, please feel free to come out and somebody will pray. Thank you. Amen.
crucifixion. We believe that he conquered hell. That he's given us new life. We believe in the crucifixion. We believe that he conquered hell. We believe in his resurrection, and that he's coming back again. We believe. Let the lost be found and carried.